Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Friedenmaker, the author, and if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise, like where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading was posted originally on the Breakthrough blog on April 29th, 2023, and is titled, "So Tell Me Again Why I'm Doing This." Prior to engaging with a new client, I ask them to spend 90 minutes reading A Spirituality of Fundraising by Henry Nouwen. This text has been a transformational guide in my fundraising work for more than 20 years. Its fingerprints are woven throughout my online courses and in my consulting. I encourage you to take time to read it. If you're like me, you'll be coming back for a refresher time and time again. A Spirituality of Fundraising is a great starting point for our conversations and helps us think deeply about why we are doing fundraising. Recently, I made a happy discovery. A workbook edition has been released by Nathan Ball, a Spirituality of Fundraising collaborator. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. He has divided the book into a four-week how-to guide for putting Henry Nouwen's fundraising vision into place. Here are a handful of questions that Nathan Ball puts forth for consideration before diving into A Spirituality of Fundraising. First, why do I want to learn more about fundraising? What do I want to achieve through studying Henry's book? Who or what is calling me to deepen my understanding of fundraising? Am I prepared to do the inner work that is needed, or am I merely a curious observer? Am I ready to explore the idea of fundraising as a ministry? Early in my consultations with major gift fundraisers, I aim to help them discover the value of moving their approach from the head to the heart. It's tempting to get right into the systems, tactics, strategies, etc. But first, we need to tell each other stories about why we're in this strange and sacred occupation, one that many people would admittedly never attempt. Here's my friend and colleague, Kyle Dickinson, telling us why he does it. Kyle says this, "The truth is, I didn't start off my career thinking I would be in major donor fundraising. I started out in ministry to university students, and I thought I was headed to be a senior pastor in an urban center somewhere. One of the things I loved about being a pastor was learning about someone's gifting and then inviting them to take on new challenges that were aligned with that gifting. Ironically, I ended up leaving that ministry for one primary reason. I didn't want to do fundraising. God clearly had different plans. Since 2012, I've been involved in major donor fundraising, both on the front lines and as a coach to others. Why? It's highly relational, and that's how I'm wired. Once I was able to see it as a ministry because of works like A Spirituality of Fundraising and Third Conversion by Scott Rodin, that became a strong motivating factor. It's also good business to be able to do fundraising well and to rally resources for the missions of great causes. So I guess it's a twofer. My love for it is geared toward the individual and the organization." Kyle, thank you so much for sharing. And I'll be sure to put a link to Third Conversion by Scott Rodin, a great book, in the show notes. So let me ask you, what are some key elements of your why? I would love to hear about it. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising. Sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace through the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you. And all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this: fundraising is as spiritual as giving a sermon, entering a time of prayer, visiting the sick, or feeding the hungry. All right. Thank you for listening.